Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, folks. We are broadcasting live from Dini's Seafood in Bucktown, 1713 Lake Avenue in Bucktown, Louisiana. We're having a great time. We've got a lot of people here that have decided to come on by. Come on by, say hello. Get some of these Grand Isle jewels. We are featuring oysters because tonight is oyster night. You can go to chefsbrigade.org/oysternight and you can see all of the participating restaurants and what they're doing for oyster night, or you can go to grandislejewels.com and find out what restaurants are actually presenting Grand Isle Jewels this evening. And today here at Dini's, all three locations, half off a dozen or half dozen of raw, charbroiled, or barbecue oysters. So a lot of great deals for oyster night as we promote one of my favorite seafood items in the Louisiana cuisine, so to speak. And my next guest, Troy Gilbert from Chef's Brigade. He knows all things chef, all things food, all things wine. What else you know, Troy?
I have to tell everybody all the time, I'm not a coastal scientist, I'm not an educator, and I'm actually not a chef. So.
You're a participator.
I am a kind of the nexus for all of this.
The nexus.
Kind of, my
Absolutely.
Cell phone is very active.
So tell us, you've been involved with Oyster Night several years now. Tell us about it. And
So Oyster Night was it came about through the partnership with NFL Green for Super Bowl week back in February. So we built an oyster reef utilizing, I think it was 54 tons of recycled oyster shells from New Orleans area restaurants. And built a reef in Lafourche Parish, and then on Wednesday, before the Super Bowl, we held the inaugural Oyster Night. We had about 50 restaurants participating, and then now we have Oyster Night happening again tonight, and we have about 70 restaurants participating. And you can go to oysternight.org and see the menus of all of the restaurants participating.
That's incredible, right?
It's fun.
You know, I love the people in the restaurant industry.
Best in the world.
They rarely say no.
It's their hospitality. They're just absolutely. It's been the honor of my life to get to know all of. I mean, we have 130 restaurant partners, and it has literally been the honor of my life to work with these people.
Yeah, and when we have like when we're Jedco is getting involved in as it relates to the branding of Grand Isle Jewels, that's special as well.
No, it is, and it's perfect timing. I mean, it's just complete happenstance that Jedco had gotten behind the Grand Isle Jewels umbrella brand, and Oyster Night was starting to happen back, like I said, back here in February, and then now today, and so it's just it's a perfect pairing.
Yeah. Now you guys involve yourself with a conservation effort as well with the byproduct of eating oysters.
That's right. So what we do is we're really completing the circle here, whether it's the oysters come out of the water ready for harvest, go to the restaurants, go into the patrons' bellies, and then we take those shells and then we put them back into the water through the CRCL's oyster shell recycling program.
How big is that program, man?
Oh, I think there's around 35 restaurants participating.
Uh-huh.
And they did actually, CRCL just had worked with the Louisiana legislature and got a tax credit passed for the restaurants that are participating.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, no, it's really good.
Because it really, we know that it is a product that actually works, right?
No, absolutely. It is ideal for coastal restoration to stop erosion. It is ideal for building sustainable fisheries. These oyster reefs that go back into the water, they actually populate with new oysters. They become hatcheries for redfish, for trout, the whole nine yards.
So let's get back to the restaurant industry for a moment. The health of the restaurant industry in this metropolitan area is key to the economic success
Absolutely.
Of this region. And the amount of competition that we're seeing around the U.S. Is huge, right?
Yeah.
So we're always having to somewhat redefine and recreate ourselves, right?
That's right. And so part of what Chess Brigade does is that our primary mission is to support independent restaurants. And when I say independent, that means also your big players, too. I mean, Copeland's has been an absolutely wonderful partner with us. They just don't have oysters on the menu, which is why they're not participating. But, groups like Acme, Dini's, Blue Crab, these larger kind of operations, Felix's, of course. And then also enormous amount of mom and pops out there.
Yeah. The oyster industry is one that has been a mainstay here and part of our identity.
Absolutely, and part of our culture. And that's been one of the greatest parts of this is actually getting to know these guys down there in Grand Isle, getting to know them down in Leeville and all that stuff. I mean, they're just characters. The first time we started running Chefs on Boats trips, which is where we take chefs and line cooks out onto the water to meet the men and women of the Louisiana seafood industry on their turf, we climbed onto a traditional wild gulf dredging boat, and we pulled up to them and the oysterman sat there, and he's like, wait, you've got a bunch of New Orleans chefs on your boat, and they want to climb on board my boat and listen to my stories? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, come on board, man. I mean, he's Louisiana guys, right? There's characters. They're incredible, and their stories are incredible. And those stories need to be told.
But the beauty of that is, with restaurants, a lot of restaurants, the chefs come out, they engage with the customer, they're able to tell their story. They're able to tell that story. They're able to connect how this whole process line works, right?
No, it's absolutely true. The restaurant people are the best people in the world, especially and the incredible professionals. That's one of the easiest parts of this job is, I just kind of organize the restaurants and then let them do their thing. They're the consummate professionals. They're the best in the world, and they're wonderful people.
Yeah. When we look around, we've had challenges with the industry. The shrimping industry's had challenges. And the oyster industry has had a set of different challenges, but it's good that we have the economic development arms of areas as well as organizations like yours involved. Talk to us about how important that is.
So one of the things, the way I kind of put it, is what Chess Brigade is doing is we're trying to weaponize the New Orleans restaurant industry and the patrons of those restaurants to do good. And that includes supporting our oyster farmers who are hurting, supporting our traditional dredge farmers. And also, we plan to do the exact same thing with helping the shrimping industry, which is in even more dire straits.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know that we're ever going to have that same type of challenge for the oyster industry that shrimp industry has.
You can't really import foreign oysters.
And you're not IQFing oysters like you do, shrimp and bring them in. Do you think we will win that battle? I mean, we've been fighting this thing for a while, longer than most people recognize or realize, right?
Well, I mean, the shrimping industry, it's kind of catastrophic what's happening right now, and we need to be aware that if we lose Louisiana's seafood fishermen and lose that seafood industry, what happens to the New Orleans restaurant industry?
Mm-hmm.
How does the New Orleans restaurant industry exist without Louisiana seafood? This is an existential crisis for both the restaurant industry and our seafood industry, and we're trying to, like I said, try to do our little part to help that.
That word is used often, sometimes too often, but I think it's appropriate.
Weaponization.
Existential.
Oh, existential. Yes, no, I mean, it is an existential problem. How, you know, where would the restaurant industry be without our beautiful seafood?
Yeah.
And that's what we're losing here, folks.
Absolutely. Final thoughts?
Just please, we have 70 restaurants participating in Oyster Night. Go to oysternight.org. You can follow us on you know, all the social media channels. We put out some really cool videos and stuff like that. But the menu for all the restaurants is right on oysternight.org, and you can pick and choose. We're encouraging people to do an oyster crawl. Go to the website. We have a Google Map.
Well, let's talk about that for a moment, because someone asked me about this oyster crawl, how dangerous that could be.
Well, look, just put on some good shoes. Pick your neighborhood. I mean, look, through the map, we've identified, you know, the participating restaurants, and so you can pick your neighborhood.
Right.
West End Bucktown, infinitely walkable and bikeable.
Right, absolutely.
Magazine Street, infinitely walkable. In French Quarter, downtown. You know, pick three or four restaurants, go and sample the marrow between the oysters. You know, this restaurant X has oyster Y, and, you know, that type of thing. Go experience several. Get a glass of wine at each.
And Troy highly recommends Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah, that's, and right after this, I might have my first glass, Noel.
I would cheat with you, but I have people from the station here. They would.
Roger that. Roger that.
Troy, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck, and thank you for all that you do for the industry. I know they appreciate it as well, and Oyster Night, I know, will be a huge success.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank
on,
you, man. Sir. Really appreciate it. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are broadcasting live at Dini's, 1713 Lake Avenue. Oyster Night tonight. Visit GrandIsleJewels.com or Oyster.com, and you can see all of the participating restaurants for Oyster Night tonight. And also the GrandIsleJewels.com website will tell you all the restaurants that are selling Grand Isle Jewels. This is a collaboration of both Jefferson Parish government with JEDCO, the Economic Development Arm organization, in this. And we're joined by Scott Walker, Councilman at Large on the Jefferson Parish Council. Scott, welcome to the show.
Newell, thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Exciting. Room's packed.
Smells great. Room is packed. What a great initiative that this has become.
Yeah. So tell us about how you guys got involved and the importance of saying.
Well, the council has contributed $150,000 towards the facility, which is one of the first of its kind, doubled the off-bottom acreage for collecting the oysters. And really, between the state, the port, the parish, a lot of organizations and groups coming together to make this happen, and to see what it's come to, how it's blossomed like this, and how the demand for these oysters is so great, is neat to see.
I think they sold them out for tonight. All the restaurants took, I think, almost every oyster that they had, with the exception of the ones that we have here that are presenting. And I saw you over there. How are they?
They're good. Obviously, they're good. And I like oysters anyway. You know, the fried, char-grilled.
Yeah.
Raw is not where I go, but I know they're great for some people. But I like oysters nonetheless.
Yeah. The importance of this collaboration, not only in this initiative and endeavor, but in other issues that come up in the parish, we're always competing, right? And we got to put our best foot forward every day.
Yeah, and this initiative seems like it's everywhere. Kudos to Jerry Bologna and Jedco and their staff for what they've done with this, because it is out there. It's noticeable. People know about it. People are talking about it. And when there's competition, to have people talking about it and have it on the tip of your tongue really, really makes it that much more digestible for people, so to speak, when they see this out there. And it creates jobs, and it means so much for our local economy, especially for the people of Grand Isle in particular.
Yeah, I think there's over 70 participating restaurants in this endeavor this evening. That's really exciting as well throughout the metro area. And obviously, in this Bucktown area, they're talking about an oyster crawl this evening.
That sounds like he'd go in a number of different directions, right? But I mean, so many great seafood restaurants in Jefferson Parish, and so many outlets for these oysters to get to. It's great that so many have participated and have jumped on board with this initiative to help spread the word, because I'm sure going into tonight, there were some people that didn't know about this yet. But after tonight, there's going to be a lot more awareness of it.
You guys have also been working with the city of New Orleans in the redevelopment of the marina area.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that stand? I know that there's been... That's a trick bag. I mean, I know that because there is, a lot of people don't realize that Jefferson Parish actually exists over there on that side of the canal.
Right. It's very complicated. And where it stands right now is, I think, on the Orleans side, a good bit of yelling back and forth still with, mm-hmm. with what the plan is and what people want or don't want to happen there. At the end of the day, I believe, and we're not going to have much say in this, but I believe that something there is better than what's there. And I understand the people who want to have the park there and the quiet and the tranquility and all that. But before that was there, there was something else there that was much more active, and it created a pretty vibrant scene down there. So I hope that one day that a compromise can be reached to where we can have something that's an attractive place for people to go and eat and enjoy and spend time outdoors there, because it's just that area is dying for that type of development. Some people don't want to see it developed, which I do understand, but at the end of the day, I think it's best for the area if there's something.
Yeah, it's interesting
there.
Because so many people think back to their youth, mm-hmm. and going and dining at restaurants along that area,
yeah.
you know, and just...
I remember.
I mean, I do as well.
Ago, but I remember, you know, going over there.
And, you know, they start rattling off the first generation restaurant, the second generation restaurant that was there, and so forth.
And then one moment takes all that away.
Right.
And here we are 20 years later, and you're like, well, is anything ever going to happen? And maybe. The best answer is maybe, because we're not a lot farther along now than we were a year ago when I attended a meeting to listen to this. Orleans is driving this. Jefferson is a part of it, but it's going to take a lot between Jefferson, Orleans, and the state to make something work in the end.
Yeah, because what it's been is a fenced-in area.
Right.
It's not very attractive by any stretch of the imagination.
I mean, there's... It's overgrown. It's obviously abandoned. It's not a good look for anybody down there. But, you know, there are some people who like to keep it that way. And I do get the people who live down there, and they're used to the quiet for the past 20 years. And they want it to stay quiet. But they know that's not how it's always been, too.
Yeah, hopefully we're able to, because it's just such a unique part of not only the city of New Orleans, but the parish of Jefferson.
Yeah, and it's right there on that line, and we're both part of it. And it's tricky, and it's government, so...
And, you know, typically what happens is you get more restaurants to an area and the tide rises for everyone, right?
Right.
So, I mean, it would help their side. It would help our side. We're so dependent on sales taxes, and restaurants are one of the biggest generators of sales taxes in our economy.
Yeah, and we know the ups and downs that the restaurant industry faces and continues to face and has faced in the past. So the more opportunities we can give restaurants, specifically seafood restaurants, to succeed in Jefferson or Orleans, the better for everybody, because there's plenty of seafood to go around, there's plenty of different tastes to go around, and there's plenty of Grand Isle jewels to go around, although not after tonight for a minute, apparently.
Final thoughts?
Look, just love this concept. Love how it's grown. Love what it's done for Grand Isle. And Jedco is a great partner for us in Jefferson Parish. And the work that they do in the business community in Jefferson Parish to build things and to make it more attractive for businesses to be here is absolutely unbelievable. I can't give them enough credit for what they do.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Scott Walker, Councilman at Large, Jefferson Parish Council. When we come back, we're going to visit with Weldon Danos, the Grand Isle Port Commissioner.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are broadcasting live from 1713 Lake Avenue, Dini Seafood, right here in Bucktown, Louisiana. And they're running a special today, just so everybody knows, half off of a dozen of raw, charbroiled, or barbecue, and or half dozens, half off a half dozen of that as well. So it's an opportunity to partake in oysters here on Oyster Night. And we're also featuring the Grand Isle Jewels, and you can go to grandislejewels.com or oyster.com, and you can see all the participating restaurants and all of the restaurants that are serving Grand Isle Jewels. We are joined by Weldon Danos. He is the Executive Director of the Grand Isle Port Commission and also the President of the Port Association of Louisiana, correct?
That is correct.
And he joins us. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, you news. What a great day.
Exciting, huh?
Very exciting. A lot of folks here today and some great oysters to try.
Oh, absolutely. So tell us, everybody's had a little bit of a part in this, and obviously your Port Commission is very interested in what's happening here. Tell us about y'all's participation.
So the Grand Isle Port Commission has two aquaculture farms in Grand Isle. And Oyster Farm 1 is roughly 27 acres. Oyster Farm 2 is 13.5 acres. But we're getting ready to expand that farm due to the increased interest in the Grand Isle Jewels. And so our role here is to provide the infrastructure so that our oyster farmers can be able to go out there and grow their oysters and harvest their oysters and take their oysters to market. And so we play a very vital role in providing that to them.
Did the Port Commission ever think that they were going to be in the farming business at some point in time?
Initially,
it makes perfect sense, right. But it's not something that you would think about, right?
Initially, I do not think so. But when you look at the Grand Isle Port Commission, we're a very diversified port. 90% of our business is the seafood industry, of which oysters play an important part in that. We have a commercial dock with shrimp boats, with oyster boats, with charter boats. We have a fishing pier. And so it's a very diverse port. And when you look at oyster farming, we got into that about 10 years ago and started the first oyster farm, had an increased interest in that, and then we started oyster farm number 2. So initially, no, but now, yes.
And how important is that? I mean, really, you know, when you think about the branding of Grand Isle Jewels, anytime that you can get the name Grand Isle out there, it's got to be a, you know, something you get very excited about.
Yes, and I think the branding was very important. We have oyster farmers with their unique different types of oysters, and they were trying to market these oysters to different restaurants and so forth. And what we were looking for was the umbrella name, and we wanted to try to keep that simple, and that's why the name Grand Isle is in there. And then Jules, the Jules part is, we had a farmer many years ago named Jules Melisson.
Yeah.
And he was a traditional oyster farmer, and then he got into the off-bottom oyster farmer. And we wanted to try to, you know, contribute back to his name and what he brought to Grand Isle. When you look at the town of Grand Isle, it was the birthplace, really, of the off-bottom oyster farming. So it was very important to get that overall branding in order to support this effort.
Now, you guys are also embarking on the development of an oyster production facility on the island as well, right?
That is correct. So the last few years, we've been in a repair mode, obviously from Hurricane Ida, repairing many of our facilities. And so now that we've caught up with that, we have the opportunity to embark into new development. And so in order to support the oyster farming industry, there's two things that we're going to be doing. We're going to be constructing an oyster processing facility. And with the help of Jefferson Parish, who contributed $150,000, and Louisiana Sea Grant, another $100,000, we're going to be able to construct this first ever oyster processing facility in a town ground. This facility will allow our oyster farmers to come in their boats directly from the aquaforms to our commercial dock area and get off their boats and take their oysters off, and they can sort their oysters, they can clean their oysters, they can clean their cages, and then either take their oysters, load them onto their refrigerated trucks directly to the market, or get back out into the aquaforms. And so this is very unique because right now, they're all over the place trying to harvest their oysters, whether it be at their individual camps or on their boat at the farm. So now we're going to have a central location where they could come to be able to process their oysters. And in order to get the right facility for them and the proper equipment, we utilize them to help us design the oyster processing plant because they know what they need and how to be successful, and so they helped us design the oyster processing facility.
That's got to be really exciting for you guys because you are actually developing a new niche in a historic industry, right?
Right, right. It's altogether new. It's, you know, I want to make sure that everyone understands it supports, you know, the overall oyster industry, the traditional oyster industry. It all works together. It's not to replace the traditional oysters.
No, the tide's going to rise for all,
but,
right?
But we all know, you know, times change, things change, people change, and you have to look at things with a different approach and be innovative. And so this is where we're going with Off the Bottom. It's a very innovative process, and we're getting more and more interest and demand.
So let's talk about the impact on Grand Isle. The folks down there have to be really excited about this, right?
Yes. When you look at the seafood industry overall, it's kind of had a letdown in the last few years, obviously, with different factors like hurricanes.
And BP was a big one.
Yep, the economy, imported seafood. And so with this, we're able to reignite everything, and I think everybody's real excited about that because Grand Isle Jewels, and these are boutique oysters. They taste great, and everyone's excited about what we're bringing back to Grand Isle, which was the birthplace of the off-the-bottom oysters. And with the oyster processing facility, and then we're going to be expanding Oyster Farm 2.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doubling the size, and we're going to be bringing more oyster farmers. I have a waiting list of oyster farmers that are eager to go out there and grow and harvest oysters. So we're real excited about that. But thanks to the Jefferson Parish, they've contributed the funding to allow us to do this, Louisiana Sea Grant. I mean, when you look at the Grand Isle Port Commission, you know, most of our revenue coming in is tax dollars, and we don't have that big revenue stream. So we have to go out and try to get this funding to support our effort. And thanks to Jefferson Parish and Louisiana Sea Grant, we're able to do these two new and innovative ventures.
Yeah, now, you know, that's the beauty of organizations like JEDCO as well, getting involved, you know, early onset, bringing some oomph and creating some momentum, working with all of the governmental agencies. You got to think out of the box. You got to be creative, and you got to be willing to take some risk, right? Otherwise, there's no reward.
That is correct. You know, if you stand still, you're going to get behind.
Yeah.
You always got to look ahead and plan ahead. And when JEDCO first came to us with the funding opportunity to reignite all of this, we were very thrilled. And so we embarked on that. We had an activity and brought all the chefs into Grand Isle and went out to the oyster farms, and we saw that this was really going to be successful. And so JEDCO's really been an integral part of this process.
Your oyster farmers, they kind of view that area as a neighborhood, and neighbors working together. They were, when I got here earlier and I was talking to them, they were kind of razzing one another about, you know, one of them had taught the other one how to weld. The other one has a truck that works really good. The other one doesn't. And they kind of collaborate and help one another. I love that.
That is absolutely correct. I really love our oyster farmers. They are like family, and they work very well together. I mean, even though they may be selling their different brand of oysters, they know that a team effect is better than an individual effect. And so I am just honored to be part of them, their process. They work very hard, and I think you heard a little bit of that from the two farmers a while back here, that it's not easy. You know, you're looking at a 6 to 9 month process in order to grow the different sizes of oysters. They're in cages. They have to be out at the farm. They have to flip the cages, sort the oysters, clean the cages. So it's a boutique oyster, and the taste reflects in that. It's like I said before, it's like taking care of your children. That's how they take care of their oysters.
Well, I am definitely going to go out there with them. I am completely and totally intrigued by this process. You know, I happened to travel to Croatia this year, and I was so looking forward and got to see the oyster farming there, you know, on a line.
Right.
You know, but off bottom.
Right.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
And I don't know who said it, eating the oyster right out of the water right there.
Yes.
While you're sitting in the water, it doesn't get any better than that.
That's correct.
And I can't wait to do it.
Yes, and we'd love to have you. So we'd love to have you out there. And I think you'll get a better feel and understanding if you actually get out on that boat and they're waiting around with their cages and so forth. And then they bring the oysters aboard, and you could eat them right there and shuck them and so forth and so on. So it is a unique opportunity to be able to do that.
Absolutely. And another opportunity to visit Grand Isle.
Yes.
I fish down there 2 or 3 times a year. I go down for the Blue Boot Rodeo.
Oh, yes.
Every year. And that's been a huge success down there. And
yes.
We always caught a lot of fish, and we were able to place on the board as well.
So. Well, you know, Grand Isle's known as the paradise. It's known as the jewel of Jefferson Parish, and rightfully so, Grand Isle jewels oysters. But the town of Grand Isle has really come back strong, you know, since Hurricane Ida. This summer was tremendous with all the rodeos. The 4th of July was probably the most tourist that we've ever seen.
That's great on Grand Isle.
If you go to the beach, you couldn't even get on the beach. It was so crowded and packed. And Blue Boot Rodeo is a tremendous rodeo, the Tarpon Rodeo, and all the other rodeos that we have. So Grand Isle has come back strong, and we look to continue to be strong.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Weldon Danos, Grand Isle Port Commissioner, and also the President of the Port Association of Louisiana. Keep up the great work. I'm very excited about it. I can tell that you are incredibly proud of this endeavor.
Yes, I am proud, and thank you very much for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us. I will. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Folks, welcome back. When in the next hour, we're going to be visiting with James Karst, Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. We'll talk about the role of oyster shells in doing so. And also Joe Riccobono from the Sala Restaurant. He's also a commissioner of JEDCO. And just as a reminder, tonight is Oyster Night. And if you visit GrandIsleJewels.com, you'll find a list of participating restaurants that are actually premiering the Grand Isle Jewels. Or if you go to chefsbrigade.org or oyster.com, you'll find a list of all of the participating restaurants. I think there's over 70 restaurants participating in Oyster Night, so we look forward to that as well. How'd you like to win tickets to the next Saints game when the Black and Gold take on the New York Giants in the Caesars Superdome on October 5th? Score two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar with premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. Winning is easy. Go to WWL.com/contest and enter one time every day for your chance to win Saints Giants tickets from Saints Radio and WWL. And don't forget, you can join Mike Dottiglie, Steve Geller tonight for the weekend kickoff, a special edition of Sports Talk live from the Treasure Chest Casino today and every Thursday. Come hang out and enjoy some great grub and gambling and get amped up for the LSU's matchup with Southeastern Louisiana Lions and the Saints' battle with the Seahawks. And Thursday night football, the Miami Dolphins at the Buffalo Bills. Meet up with Mike D and Steve G at Treasure Chest Casino by the Game Bar and Grill today from 4 to 7 p.m. on WWL. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I already did my other break. So we'll continue. So I got David Carmodel here, the mayor of Grand Isle. He's going to come join us for 2 minutes. Get on over here, Mayor, real quick. He's never passed up a microphone in his life. This will be no different today. My good friend David Carmodel. Welcome, David. Thank you so much for coming up from Grand Isle as we celebrate the Grand Isle Jewels. Your thoughts?
Yes. Being a fisherman on both sides of my family and having oyster leases with my family and going there and dredging and going to and picking them up by hands. I remember we were hauling oysters, my brother and I. And
that was 50 years ago. You hadn't done that kind of grunt work in a long
time. No. We did it all, but, you know, the seafood, and what's good about it, you know, my grandfather used to tell us that that saltwater salinity is perfect to come in, you know, for the oysters and the shrimp and the crabs.
Right, absolutely.
You know, so it's amazing. That I wish my grandfather's on both sides, my dad would be still alive to see how they harvest the oysters today.
Yeah.
Whole different world, you know.
It's been a lot of fun, and I got to imagine y'all are very proud of the branding of Grand Isle Jewels and
yes.
JEDCO's involvement, your Port Commission's involvement, the Parish of Jefferson's involvement.
Yes, and again, you know, to have something like this and to see it grown in your backyard and going through it, my grandparents, again, like they would have never thought something like this would happen. But listen, they're beautiful, they come out nice, and then everybody's asking for it. So you're right, it's a big difference, you know, and the shrimp and the crab, the seafood's always there.
I heard y'all had a great summer this year. A lot of rodeos. As you know, I was down there for Blue Boot. It was packed.
Yeah.
I heard the tarpon rodeo. The weather was a little sketchy, but had a good time as well.
And, you know, Lou, that you say that, you know, it was 25,000 people for the 4th of July.
Wow.
That's all the natives we talked to, all my guys we went to school with. We had tears in our eyes going on to see the families with the golf carts and just ride with the families back and forth, you know. I just got in from Washington yesterday evening. I've been there for 3 days and testifying to get them rocks out there because the governor gave us $50 million and us, the little levee board, went out there and looked like we got a colonel from.
The rocks work for sure. We got to get to a break. Thank you so much for joining us. The mayor of Grand Isle, David Carmodel. We will be right back, folks, with James Karst from the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.